Hello, it's Katie here.
And Natalie.
We just wanted to do a quick announcement and sort of a heads up of some stuff that's been happening recently and what we are going to do about it. So it's important that we mention Tasmin Taylor, who we spoke to on Twitter. But obviously with the state of the scene and how it always has been is something that needs addressing.
And Tasmin put out a Twitter post trying to encourage other people that she knew, anyone that was interested in doing something to help make the scene a safer place.
Yes, so we responded to her and said that we will do what we can. And we also put out our own tweet that just said, "We're going to be working with some people in the industry to try and make the scene safer. If anyone feels comfortable getting involved, please DM us. This is an open invite to anyone."
Anyone.
Anyone. So a couple of disclaimers before we give you an update on what we're going to be doing. When we said anyone, we mean anyone.
Literally anyone.
It's not women's jobs to change the scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's people who commit crimes.
Mm-hmm. It's true though. And it's those who have more privilege and influence than those who are being affected by things like this.
Don't get me wrong, I totally understand the feeling of imposter syndrome, and a lot of people messaged us saying, "I don't know how I can help, but I will," and that is totally fine. We don't know either.
Mm.
I think because we've got this platform, because we talk about stuff like this all the time, a lot of people assume that we have the answers when we don't. But what we do have is the chutzpah to want to make a change. That's what we're going to do. So, Natalie, do you want to say a little bit about the webinars that we're going to be doing?
Yes. So, like you mentioned, Katie, we got so many responses from all types of people responding to our tweet, wanting to help out. And, you know, it's people from journalists, BBC radio hosts, people in bands. So I think what we're going to do is have a monthly webinar which focuses on a specific thing. For example, it might be safety in music venues, or it might be cancel culture, or even, you know, forgiveness culture, which maybe is a thing that should be spoken about more.
Mm-hmm.
And have all these people who want to contribute to the conversation and help spread the word be part of this webinar.
Exactly. And for those people who maybe don't feel like they're well informed enough, or maybe don't even feel safe enough joining if it's going to be triggering, all we ask is if you've said you're going to help in some way, share it on your mm-hmm. social media, or tell your friends about it, or message us with questions that you want answered. We don't have the answers, but we will find them, or at least we'll find an approach. And all we ask is that you have integrity in what you're saying. If you have messaged us or responded to our tweet saying, "I will help," then stick to that.
Because practice what you preach.
We are sick of hearing stories.
Mm-hmm.
And allegations.
Done.
And people being hurt. So let's start a fucking revolution.
Honestly, the easiest thing that you can start doing immediately is sharing Just a Girl podcast. That sounds really self-indulgent, but it's already what we're doing. The purpose of creating this podcast was to share accounts from different people in the music industry, or, you know, just fans or whatever, in less privileged positions, giving them a platform to help influence how other people think or practices that might be put into place. Like, this is what we've been doing since we started Just a Girl podcast.
The reason that the scene is so troublesome is because of inequality within the scene and lack of representation and power dynamics. And we've been trying to address this for quite a long time now, and we would really appreciate some support on this. I also just want to do another quick disclaimer that thank you to everybody who's felt safe enough to come forward to us with their stories. We will respect your anonymity and do with that what you want us to. But if we ever take longer to respond, please just remember that we also have our own stories, and sometimes hearing 20 to 30 accounts a day
mm-hmm.
is quite triggering for us. But we are still here for you.
We're always willing to listen and help emotionally where possible. We can't guarantee that we can fix everything. We can't guarantee that justice is going to be served, but all we can guarantee is that we will be there for you.
In short, we are going to be carrying on conversations with Tasmin in particular, and anybody else who said they will come forward to help us. We will be doing regular tweet updates to let you know what we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing webinars, as Natalie said, to cover these topics that people are maybe scared to ask about or don't know anything about or are misinformed about.
And I know that we say that this is a comedy podcast, and at times it is, but I think that with everything that's been happening, we also need to increase the seriousness of the conversations that both Katie and I have with each other, but also with guests that come on the pod too.
We will be back with the jokes at some point, but what's more important right now is making people feel safe in this scene, and that's what we're going to do. So please help.
Please, and thank you.
The end. Something.
Is that Snape?
Yeah, was that good?
Yeah, why do we keep talking about Harry Potter though? It's like neither of us like Harry Potter.
I think we like it more than we let on.
Bold take, Katie.
I hate J.K. Rowling.
I actually hate Harry Potter though.
You're so cool.
No.
I'm joking. No.
No, Katie.